Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today, I thought I'd take one of the questions that I got sent and just talk about it because I think it's quite a complex sort of question to answer. So Morelli said, I would say new ideas for outfits would be the biggest issue that I have. One gets into a rut and then reaches for the same things over and over again. What to do? So when we're thinking about kind of what happens, how do we get into that style rut? So first of all, it's being aware that we have this kind of what I call the superhighway of style. It's this like a broad range of things we can possibly choose from. You know, when we walk into a store, there's a million things in there, isn't there? But we often look around and think, who would wear that? I'd never wear that. And of course, there's some stuff. It's based on our colouring, other things based in our body shape. Some of it's based on our lifestyle. Some of it's based on our location, what we do, how we spend our time. All those things come into it. Of course, our personality as well. But what happens is very often is we, you know, start experimenting a little bit, particularly when we're young, and then, you know, we try different things out, and then we realize, oh, you know, I look back at photos, oh, that was a terrible decision, and, you know, that sort of stuff. I'm sure we've all got some photos where we're going, what was I thinking about that outfit? We might get a bit more information, a bit more knowledge about what suits us. We find something that works, and it probably works for our lifestyle, and it works reasonably well for our body, and all those sorts of things. And then we get a bit stuck, particularly when we're time poor. So very often as women, you know, we have families, we have other people we have to look after. We might have busy jobs as well. There's a lot on our plates. And we just don't have that time for experimenting anymore and going out and trying things. And we tend to start just looking for things like what we already have. You know, so it's what I already have. I know that works. And so we start narrowing down our choices more and more and more, particularly if we don't get a really good style knowledge. So we get down to this kind of narrow, what I call one lane of the highway. It's like the slow lane. If you're on the freeway, you know, there's the slow lane and then there's the fast lane and then there's all the other lanes in between. And, you know, really we all have seven lanes. Potentially we can weave in and out, we can cross them over, we don't have to stay in one lane. But most of us, we can get very stuck in this one lane and we're going along in this one lane. And then we get bored, we get really bored with our style every now and again. And what happens is an exit come or, you know, some other freeway crosses over and we go off on that. And we buy something new that's totally outside of what we normally wear because we're just sick of what we have. We're bored. And it's a big mistake because it's somebody else's highway rather than our own. And then we go, oh, better get back onto my freeway. And I'm getting back in my lane and I am not moving out of it. So we get back in that lane. And we really can get stuck there then. And every now and again, we might have this little diversion. We try something, but because we don't really understand enough about who we are, how we express that through our style, what really works for us, all that kind of physical fundamentals, as I call it, the colours, the styles, all those sorts of things. It's very easy to keep kind of making those mistakes or just staying in that, well, I know these three colours work and that's it. I'm not going outside of it. Or we get stuck in what I call the black rut. And this is because there is a lot of black clothing out there and it's safe, safe, safe. You know, it's one of those things I'll walk into stores and the number of times I'll be looking at something not in black and the sales assistant will pick up the thing in black and say, hey, did you see we've got this in black? And it's like, well, if I'd wanted the black, I would have looked at the black. But it's that they know that it's easier to make a sale with black because black is always safe. And doesn't black go with everything in black? You know, it is that sort of thing. So to just be aware that these are some of the dangers, but thinking about you do have the full range to look at. So how do you start getting yourself out of your style rut? Because you've got yourself in there. Firstly, I would recommend, you know, getting some of your style fundamentals down. So understanding, you know, what flatters suits, what shapes suit your body, what's in harmony with you. So when I'm looking at style, it's all about being in harmony with you and who you are. Everything from your physicality to your personality, all those things need to be in harmony. So here we've got the body shape, body proportions, body variations, colouring, scale, texture, sheen, all these things come into it. Our colour, our ideal value, our contrast, both colour and value contrast, all these things which I talk lots about on the blog and also are all in my 7 Steps to Style program. And then you also need to understand your personality and how that influences your personal style. Because we are all, there's like 7 different personality dressing styles, but we all mix them. None of us is just one personality dressing style. We all mix them and we can use them all in our own way. Some things will appeal to us more than others. And it's understanding this. And then it's this layering approach to what really suits me. So, you know, the more you have the knowledge and the information that you need, the more educated you become about your style, the easier it becomes. But we can get stuck in style rules if we're not careful. That is something, it's often a little phase we have to go through the rules phase and then start to develop out of that as we really start to express our personality. And this is why personality is the first step in my 7 Steps to Style program, because it's actually so core and so key to understanding and developing your style in an authentic or true way to you. And so this is also why I developed my Evolve Your Style program, because it's based on brain-based science about how we deal with change. And it's taking a little something every day, a small style step every day. And after 31 days, your style will have completely changed. You'll have completely got out of your rut. But it is based on how our brains work and how we can develop new things and how we can make change without it being scary. Because one of those things, often when we try too much too fast, it feels really uncomfortable and we go back into our, you know, we get back into our lane. We cross too many lanes. We went off to somebody else's highway rather than just doing something small every day. And when we do that little small thing, that is when, yes, you might think it's only a tiny thing every day, but in fact, over time, it builds up and up and actually turns into a large change over time. And you'd be amazed at even like in 2 weeks how much I noticed my Evolve Your Style members' style has started to change and how they're no longer satisfied with how they used to be. They can now see where, you know, some of the aspects of where they were kind of getting stuck and how they can get out of that. So because just dressing like somebody else, going on Instagram, looking at style influencers and just copying outfits is never going to make you feel like you. I love the saying that cover bands don't change the world. So when we think about it, a cover band is just singing the songs of a band who created the music. They are the originals. It's the originals who change the world, not the cover band. And that's the same with your style. If you're being a cover band, just copying somebody else's style, look, it can give you some inspiration, but you will never feel true and authentic in the way that you do feel when your style is a true reflection of your personality from the inside out. So it is thinking about like, what is the harmony? What is creating that music that is my style? That is beautiful and in harmony with me, rather than trying to be like somebody else. That's so often when we get wrong, or you get given some set of really strict rules about what you can put together and what works and what doesn't. And there are plenty of style rules out there. This is why I call all of my guidelines just guidelines, and you pick and choose what works for you, because you are a unique, you know, individual. You are not anybody else. You have your own DNA. You have your own fingerprint, and therefore your style should be as individual as your fingerprint. And it should be really true to you. Like what I find is when people find their style, they feel really great in themselves. It improves their self-esteem and it improves their confidence, which means that when they go out into the world, they have better experiences because they feel happier in themselves. So I do recommend that if you want to start thinking about your style, you know, join up Evolve Your Style to kind of start challenging yourself just in a little while. That will really help you get out of your style rut. I do have also lots of blog posts about how to kind of think about your style, whether you're more of a uniform dresser or you like a, you know, you like a wardrobe capsule or whatever it might be. All these things, I've got lots and lots and lots of tools there on the blog to help you start discovering your style. But I do recommend something like a style challenge is going to give you the biggest push to help you just a tiny bit every day getting out of that style rut and starting to think about how you put outfits together for you in a way that makes you feel really amazing, great, and of course, look fabulous as well. So please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, too, I do have a personal style quiz on the blog and also a body shape quiz on the blog. There's some free resources as well. I've got masses of free stuff, but I do also have some programs that if you really actually want to stop making those, you know, mistakes and start getting your, you know, a good handle on your style, then do those programs because they make a massive difference and they will just like speed up your progress no end. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.